Morning, everybody. How you doing? Hope you're well. Welcome back to the show. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the Allstate studio. Here till 5 a.m. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. And you can text us, too, at 312-981-7200. You can check us out and follow us on Twitter, at Nick D Show. And the best way to stay connected is on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Nick D Show. I don't know if you know this or not, but tomorrow is National Chili Day. And I wasn't aware of this. I think I should have been celebrating this day much more often than I have been in the past. But it's National Chili Day tomorrow. And to discuss the proper chili dog eating technique and other hot dog and sausage related news, joining us right now is Eric Mittenthal, and he is the president of the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council, which sounds like a fantastic council to be a part of, and especially to be the president of. And we've got a lot of sausage and hot dog related topics here to talk about, and especially in light of National Chili Day. You can check out hot-dog.com for more information. Let's welcome the president of the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council, Eric Mittenthal. And here is Eric. Welcome to the show, Eric.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great.
Good. All right. Well, first of all, tell me about the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council and, what the history of it is and all that stuff.
Yeah, we've been around since 1994, believe it or not. We're not a new Johnny-come-lately organization. So we are the official celebrators and myth crushers of everything hot dog and sausage. And, of course, National Chili Day is a very big day for us.
Mm. Okay, and now where are you out of?
We're in Washington, D.C.
So you're in – oh, wow. Okay, so you're the government.
We're not the government, no, but we work closely with them.
You're close. Okay. Now, let me ask you, how did you get involved in the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council personally? What did you do before you became involved, and how did you get involved and become president?
I was a reporter, including on the radio, believe it or not, many years ago. And made the switch to the other side of communications in PR. And I'm a guy who loves food, loves meat and hot dogs. And so I got the job at the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council and became president recently. So it's been an exciting job to have.
Congratulations. Now, what do you do at the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council? What's sort of the day-to-day things that happen? What do they do?
Well, I lead all of our efforts. So that's including different things, sharing in social media and event planning. And, when we see different hot dog and sausage controversies pop up, I'm the one who leads our response. And fortunately, there's not too many of those, but we have them from time to time, so it keeps me fairly busy.
Okay. All right. Well, speaking of those controversies, recently there was the whole hot dog as a sandwich. Is it a sandwich? Is it not a sandwich controversy? Where do you stand on that? And tell us a little bit of the details of that controversy.
Yeah. So there was a debate that kind of blew up online, of course, in social media, about whether a hot dog is a sandwich. And we really hadn't weighed in before it got very popular last year, and we came out with an official stance. It was a very big deal for us, and we say that a hot dog is not a sandwich because calling it just a sandwich doesn't really give the hot dog enough credit. It's like calling the Dalai Lama just a guy. So we have a section on our website that explains all of the reasons why a hot dog is not a sandwich.
Okay. And now, does some of the reasons it's a sandwich is two slices of bread and a hot dog is on a bun? Is that one of the arguments?
No, we don't really get into the deep science of the argument. So, you look at a hot dog versus a sandwich, and, ESPN doesn't broadcast sandwich eating contests. You don't go to the ballpark and have a vendor saying, get your sandwich here. For Chicago, Dirty Harry would never say, you never put ketchup on a sandwich. Never put ketchup on a hot dog. So, it's about the pop culture of it that makes a hot dog so much more than a sandwich.
Now, is the divide really big? Is it kind of even? Do the same amount of people think it's a sandwich who don't think it's a sandwich?
I think in general, in the surveys I've seen, more people say it's not a sandwich. But the feelings are very passionate on both sides of the issue. I've had many, many Twitter debates, and it happens almost daily now, where people start reaching out to me, asking me about a hot dog and a sandwich, and, you know, people have very strong feelings about their opinions.
Okay. All right. Now, you mentioned, you know, I live, obviously, here in Chicago, and we have a very, very strong and staunch opinion about condiments that should go on a hot dog. Now, you obviously, Eric, as the president of the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council, you are very aware of how seriously we take our Chicago-style hot dogs here.
Oh, of course. Yeah. No, I am very careful never to even approach the topic of ketchup on a hot dog in Chicago.
No, I know. And the really good hot dog places here in Chicago, and there are hundreds and hundreds of great places to get a dog here in the city, will not have ketchup. You know, there are many places that if you ask for ketchup, they'll either say, "We don't have it, you need to leave," or they won't put it on. They'll have the ketchup in, like at the counter or someplace, and say things like, "Well, that's fine. If you want to ruin this hot dog, go ahead. There's ketchup over there, but we refuse to put it on."
Oh yeah, no, I know you have to. It's a very serious business, and that's probably the second most controversial topic that we deal with, because we believe no ketchup on hot dogs over the age of 18. And we get very passionate responses as far as that's concerned.
I am so glad, Eric. I am so glad that the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council believes that ketchup should not go in a hot dog. Eric, I go so far as to say if you're over six and you put ketchup on a hot dog, I've actually been quoted as saying that if you are over the age of six and you put ketchup on a hot dog, you should immediately be taken directly to jail.
Well, we won't go quite that far, but we say 18. I think for the kids out there, you know, if you're not old enough to vote, you can keep ketchup on the hot dog.
There was a piece here written about that mustard remains America's favorite hot dog topping, but ketchup is showing some surprising popularity, and you guys were talking about a survey with some data in that regard, and ketchup still is a pretty popular condiment to put on hot dogs, correct?
Yeah, ketchup is very popular. It's the second most popular condiment. And the most interesting thing from that survey was that the Midwest actually was the most popular ketchup territory, which didn't make any sense to me. I don't know how that occurred, but that's what the findings were. And so I don't know if it's people outside of Chicago just are trying to make up for Chicago's hatred of ketchup.
Yeah.
Or maybe there are just a lot of really secret ketchup lovers in Chicago. I don't know.
Oh, well, we'll have to get those people out of the woodwork for sure. What are some of the other popular condiments nationwide that this survey showed were put on hot dogs?
Yeah, onions, I believe, are the number three condiment. Chili tends to be the fourth most popular. Then you kind of get into your relish and sauerkraut. And you've seen out west, jalapenos have become very popular. And bacon, of course, has grown in popularity quite a bit as a hot dog topping.
And, you know, it's every kind of food now over the last 10, 15 years, every kind of food that was considered at one time to be, you know, junk food or fast food or anything like that has become gourmet food. Like, it's now foodies have gotten a hold of it. Chefs are now making gourmet style hot dogs. Have you come across some hot dogs that across the nation where they're like some chefs are doing some really remarkable things with sausages and hot dogs?
Yeah, we've seen it quite a bit. And in fact, I know one of the most popular places was right there in Chicago, Hot Dogs, which I never had a chance to try.
Eric, you never
had lines down the block.
You never got to go to Hot Dogs. Oh,
I did not.
It was an amazing place, man.
I'm very disappointed.
Yeah, it was an amazing place. They had a duck hot dog with foie gras on it, which was one of the most unbelievable things I've ever tasted in my life. And you would wait in that line, and, I've waited in that line for upwards close to 2 hours. It was worth it every single time. But now, are there other, like fancy restaurants and places that are actually putting, gourmet sausages and hot dogs on their menus?
Yeah, you know, we've seen several places. We see a lot of kind of Kobe beef hot dogs popping up and things like that, and different unique toppings out there. So, yeah, it's definitely a trend that we've seen, the gourmet hot dog for sure.
Okay. Now, do you get reports from people if they see something unique or strange? Do you have people on the road or correspondents nationwide who are giving you the latest on you know, crazy things that people are doing with sausage and hot dogs?
Yeah, we have a very active Facebook page. So we have people all over the country who are always commenting back on our Facebook page about hot dogs that they see. We regularly post the latest in hot dog news there. And so we get a lot of activity there, people commenting and giving their opinions on hot dogs. Just this past weekend, we had the Daytona 500 had what they called the infield dog, which included macaroni salad and crushed Doritos, which was a very divisive hot dog amongst our fans.
Oh, man. Now, you mentioned that's kind of crazy. What are some of the craziest toppings or craziest hot dogs that you've seen or tasted or have heard about over the course of the time?
I think the craziest one I've heard of is up in Vancouver. They have, I think it's called the Dragon Dog, and it's a $100 hot dog that's topped with Kobe beef and gold flakes and truffle oil and caviar and all kinds of crazy stuff. And so that's probably the craziest. $100 for a hot dog is probably a little too expensive for me, but I'd be interested to try it.
I think at Yankee Stadium it's pretty close to $100 for a hot dog now. That's just what I'm guessing. But wow, $100 for a hot dog with gold
shape. That's the standard price.
Unbelievable. Okay, well, listen, Eric, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about the winner of the National Sausage Month Recipe Contest, okay? And because tomorrow is National Chili Day, you have to take us and tell us about the proper chili dog eating etiquette and the proper way to assemble a chili dog, because people will be celebrating National Chili Day tomorrow by eating chili dogs, and we'll talk all about that. All right, Eric, hang on, okay, man?
Sounds great.
Okay, take care. Hang on. There's Eric, and he is the president of the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council. What a fantastic job. What a fantastic job. And we'll talk more about that. And it's National Chili Day tomorrow, and we will talk about the wonderful world of the chili dog, which could be a precise art. And we'll talk about that right after we take this break. It's Nick DiGiulio on 720 WGN. Hi, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back to the show. I'm Nick DiGiulio. I'm your overnight dude, 2 to 5 a.m. every weekday morning. And we are talking about hot dogs and sausages and all kinds of cool stuff. Eric Mittenthal is the president of the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council. And we've been talking about, is a hot dog a sandwich? We've decided that no, it is not. We've been talking about toppings on hot dogs and gourmet hot dogs and sausages. And for those of you who might not know, tomorrow is indeed National Chili Day. And I kind of think that every day should be National Chili Day, quite frankly. And so we have to get into the great details and the importance of the preparation and the etiquette of eating the proper chili dog. And no one is better equipped to answer this question except for Eric. Eric, welcome back, sir.
Thank you for having me.
Now, I love chili dogs. If it's not a regular Chicago-style dog, I will always go chili dog. If I'm looking to not have, like, the regular Chicago-style dog, I always go chili dog. I think chili is fantastic to put on a hot dog. Now, I have to say this. There is that inconsistency in chili dogs that I find sometimes frustrating. You'll go to one place, there'll be too little chili. You go to another place, there's chili all over the place, on the outside of the bun, inside the container. You have to spend the first 5 minutes scooping the chili out with a plastic spoon or a spoon and eating it so there it doesn't have chili flying all over the place. Now, I do want to say this before we get into the video that you guys have posted. And we can all see that, and we'll tell everybody how they can see the video. I have to say that there's a place here in Chicago called Portillo's. Are you you're aware of Portillo's?
Yes, I'm a big fan of Portillo's.
They're unbelievable. They have great Italian beef. Everything at Portillo's is fantastic. And I have to say this, of all the places that I've ever had a chili dog, and I've had thousands of chili dogs in my life, without question, the most consistent chili dog that I've ever had in my life every time is at Portillo's. I don't know how they do it, but it's the exact right amount of chili. It's chili, it's cheese, and it's onions. That's what's on the chili dog. And I don't know how they do it, but every single time at every one of the Portillo's, there's a bunch of Portillo's here in the area. Every time I've gone to a Portillo's, no matter where it is, Every time I get it, it's the perfect amount of chili. It never falls off the bun. There's the absolute perfect amount of chili to hot dog ratio. It's never sloppy. You don't go through 53 napkins per bite. I don't know how they do it, but the most perfectly proportioned and prepared chili dog I've ever had in my life is Portillo's. Have you ever had a chili dog from Portillo's, Eric?
I've never had a chili dog there. I always order the Chicago dog.
Yeah.
In fact, my standard Portillo's order is a Chicago dog and an Italian beef because I want to get both.
Those are two of the best examples of both of those very Chicago items. No question about it.
Yeah, so next time I'll have to get a chili dog. I'm going to be up there in a month or so. So
cool.
I'll go into Portillo's and get myself a chili dog.
Will be, as someone who has helped put this video together, you will be very, very impressed. Now talk about the video that outlines the proper chili dog eating etiquette and how to prepare a chili dog. Talk about that, Eric.
Yeah, so we have our own legendary hot dog joint here in Washington, D.C. called Ben's Chili Bowl. It's where President Obama gets his hot dogs. And when you come to D.C., if you're anybody of significance, you go to Ben's Chili Bowl to enjoy their chili. It's a half smoke. It's a little bit kind of half hot dog, half sausage. And so we've become good friends with them as both hot dog lovers and they have a gentleman there who works at George Washington University. He's a historian, and his name is Bernie Demchuk, and he developed an entire method for eating a chili dog to avoid sauce slippage. And so we document the entire process on our video.
Oh, man. And that's available? People can see that video?
Yes, hot-dog.org. It's on our website.
Okay.
And so it will ensure that you do not spill the chili and make a huge mess and ruin your shirt and be able to enjoy the hot dog without any of the mess.
Now, I've seen Ben's Chili Bowl featured on, you know, many food programs, either on the Travel Channel or the Food Network or a lot of these other places. And it is a pretty legendary place. And every time I see it, I haven't been to D.C. in many, many years, but every time I see it, I want to get on a plane and go to D.C. And now, talk about the half smokes. That sounds like incredible to me. What is that like?
Yeah, it's a half beef, half pork. It's really technically a sausage, and it's got a good spice to it. So it's a little thicker than a traditional hot dog. It's got a natural casing, and the chili that they make there just has the perfect spice as well that matches the half smoke. And it really is an experience that you have to have.
Okay. I would love to check that out. Are there now? You talk about how, you know, you can maintain the chili dog without slippage and all that stuff. Is there one little secret that you can share before people actually go online and check out the video?
To me, I think the biggest challenge is going to be the grip. So too many people try to grip from underneath or grip in some unusual way with one hand. I think two hands from the top. You use your thumb and your pointer finger to lift the hot dog. And make sure you keep it level lifting it, and that is really the key that you have to master.
Okay, so this technique is explored on the video that you can see at hot-dog.org. Hot-dog.org. Yeah, and great chili out there. So National Chili Day, you can all celebrate that tomorrow and check out that video. And if you're in Chicago, Portillo's again, as I've said, prepares the perfect chili dog, in my opinion. Let's talk about the National Sausage Month Recipe Contest. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so the last couple of sausage months, which is October of every year, we've done a recipe contest asking people for their best sausage recipes.
Now, can people get these recipes at hot-dog.org?
Yeah, we have the recipes right there on our homepage, and we also have a page on allrecipes.com dedicated to all of our hot dog and sausage recipes, including a lot of chili dog recipes. So we have a very large library of recipes for
anybody interested. That's really great. Listen, man, it sounds like you're having a lot of fun as the president of the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council, Eric, and I hope you have a great National Chili Day tomorrow. And next time you're in Chicago and you go to Portillo's, get the chili dog, okay?
I will, absolutely. Well, I hope you enjoy a hot dog today as well.
Okay. Thank you, Eric.
Thank you.
Take care. Eric Mittenthal from the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council. Celebrate National Chili Day tomorrow. Get yourself a good chili dog. Make a chili dog. Have some chili. But if you're out and about and you want to get the best and most precise chili dog ever made, I'm telling you, Portillo's, I don't know how they do it. Consistently the exact amount of chili, the greatest bite, not messy. I don't know how they do it, and it happens every time. So anyway, all right, our thanks to Eric, and check out hot-dog.org for the video on the chili dog and the information and the recipes and all that cool stuff. All right, we'll take a quick break here on 720 WGN.